Welcome to my podcast for my Information Studies course at UCD called Creating and Publishing Digimedia. To date, I have learned to set up a WordPress account so that I can blog my progress in the course. The content of my weekly blogs so far have been about how I can make my blog readable and legible. We discussed using a number of techniques in my blog, such as drop caps and also using a saccadic F pattern to track viewers' eyes around the page with ease. In class, we then went on to discuss digital photography and the basic principles involved in taking good photos. I watched a very informative documentary called The Genius of Photography, where it gave me a great background into the history of the camera and the advancements in technology. I was then ready to use some processes learned in class, such as aperture and depth of field. Aperture is the opening in the window of the lens that light filters through. An f-stop tells the user how open or closed the window of the lens is. The smaller the window, the deeper the DOF, the higher f-stops are, allowing more of the scene in focus, and with a lower number of f-stops, it opens the window of the lens, creating a shallower depth of field. This can be used to focus in on a particular object as it blurs the background. In our most recent class, shutter speed was the focus of our attention. Shutter speed determines how much light is let pass into the lens of a camera. A slow shutter speed allows a lot of light in there, therefore showing less detail and creating a motion blur of the moving object. An example of where a photographer could use a slow shutter speed would be a waterfall. For high shutter speeds, an object could be moving very quickly, and by allowing less light in, the end product is a detailed photograph and could be used to capture sports action such as a soccer match. If you find this podcast interesting and you would like to follow my progress, I will continue to post up weekly blogs to my WordPress account at Kieran Carraher. CiaranCarraher.wordpress.com